Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Wendy here was telling us that she meets a guy over the weekend. It's a guy over the weekend, or you've been talking to him for
just
a
talking little, to him for a little bit.
Just talking to him. They go and hang out. And he takes her back to his place. And they watch movies, and then they cuddle.
And you are fascinated by this concept.
In the same bed, he wraps his arms around her and cuddles her all night long and doesn't make any move at all. Zero. No kissing, no feeling, no trying to get to nothing.
Were you drunk?
I was when I got there.
Oh. But he sobered you up. So not only this, he got you sober in order to take advantage of your cuddle with you. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get drunk Wendy back to my house. I'm gonna sober her up, and then we are gonna hug. I'll tell you what, Wendy, I am gonna hug you all night long. This is gonna be the best hug that you have ever had.
Yeah, save that.
But the question
you've
is
never
a good
hugged
one.
Like me before.
How long do you go with this like innocent cuddling thing and not making a move before you end up in the friend zone? And Jessica is getting close to that right now. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, I have the same circumstance. I met this guy when I was a waitress. He was really, really good looking, super hot, really sweet, flirty. So we started hanging out and everything. He's really, really nice. And he took me back to his house because he wanted me to help him paint. So we were painting all day. And when it was time to go to bed, he kind of leaned over and, you know, gave me a little kiss, and we cuddled a little bit, but nothing happened at all. Nothing. No, he didn't make any moves or anything like that. So
even
that's when I started
that,
getting curious.
Even after all that painting?
Sorry?
Even after all that painting, nothing happened?
Nothing. It was really weird. And he's a really good-looking guy. So a couple weeks went by, same scenario. Nothing happened. So I started getting a little curious, you know, kind of weirded out. So we stopped talking for a while. I found out through a good guy friend of his that he was actually on gay internet sites, and he had been keeping it from everyone.
So a guy invites you over to his house to do some interior decorating. Then you guys get in bed together and nothing happens.
For 3 weeks.
And then she said he's really good looking. I thought, honey, I could have told you that.
And you're shocked to find out that he's gay. Yeah.
And he was a great dancer.
Yeah.
And he was a flight attendant for a while.
Always wanted to go shopping with me.
I loved before we go out because I would just go over to his house with my hair wet and he would do it all up. And he was gay. Do you believe that?
Can you believe that?
Shocker.
Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Listen, y'all are going to think I'm nuts, but I actually dated a guy a couple of years ago. We're not dating anymore, but we went 3 months without doing anything.
And
it was not even kissing.
Now,
these
were official dates, or was this just a guy you were hanging out with?
No, we were dating. We met in August, started dating in November, and we both were in college. And we went to different colleges outside the state and saw each other for Thanksgiving and then saw each other again, spent a month together for Christmas. But we both, when we came home, we stayed with our family, so it was kind of awkward for us to be spending the night with each other. So I actually went to visit him where he was going to school in January for like 2 weeks. And I spent the night at his apartment every night, and for like the first 2 nights we spent the night, nothing happened. And we just cuddled, like Wendy said, and it's really refreshing, and it's comforting. I don't know, it's something about it, and I just had so much respect for him for not trying to get in my pants, like, the first night we were together. So it ended up being, like, the most passionate relationship I think I've ever had once we started, you know, being intimate. So there's something to say for men who respect you like that, I think.
3 months, though.
Yeah, which is, it's nuts, but he was such a great guy and still is. You know, we're on good terms. And,
why is everybody in the studio shaking? Why are all the women shaking their heads right now?
I mean, I just think that's too long.
I think it's way too long. I mean, when she explained how it was long distance for a while, you know. But I do think there's no way I could wait that long. I do think, though, that guys don't understand how effective the first night not trying anything can be. Because I think for a lot of women, if you're in your own head and you're nervous or whatever, it's going to be more awkward. And then, in Wendy's case, making her want more, making her that wants to initiate, I think it takes her nervousness out of it.
The Burt Show.
I am a Southern girl, born and raised in Tennessee. Been living in Georgia for about 13 years, so I do believe in pitching a fit. Now, we've talked about this before. Jen Hobby and I have talked about this before where, you know, there are some times where it's appropriate to pitch a fit, okay, if you're not getting what you want. But then, maybe if you pitch too much of a fit, then afterwards you have a little bit of remorse about it. And so Katie and I are calling this bitch regret, where you bitched about something, and then in hindsight you're like, well, maybe I overreacted just a little bit. So what happened, and it's really Katie that coined the phrase, because she's the one actually going through this right now.
And Katie Jo is Melissa's girlfriend.
That's right. So we, and I'm not going to name the restaurants involved, but it does involve restaurants where... You know, I've never been one that went out to restaurants, and, you know, I've just never been a restaurant person. That's not what I would spend my time and money doing. But there are plenty of people and people in this room who do enjoy going out to restaurants and trying new restaurants, and Katie Jo's one of them. So we went to a restaurant, I guess it's been a couple weeks ago. We went to a restaurant, and we walked in, and it was one that we hadn't been to before. We just were going to, you know, try it out, and it was during the week, so it was a weeknight. It was early evening.
Oh, no.
So when we walked in, there was it wasn't crowded or anything, but we walked in and there wasn't a clear space where to go and be seated at the table. Okay, so we
not a clear hostess stand.
Yeah, not a clear hostess stand whatsoever. So we walked in, and for a second we looked around trying to figure out if there was a hostess stand. Then we thought, well, if there's not one, does that mean we can seat ourselves? So we weren't sure. So we walked in.
Recommend this restaurant to you?
Yes. So we walked in.
Oh, my God.
But it's all right. It's all right. So we walked in.
Did you set up this dinner for her?
No, but they are all such huge listeners.
Well, let me finish the story.
That's why she's not going to say
That's why I'm not saying the restaurant. So we walked in, and like I said, we couldn't find the hostess stand. So there was a guy that was kind of leaning over this table like a... you know, along the wall. So we assumed he worked there because it looked like he had kind of an apron on from the back. So we kind of walked over to him because literally we stood there maybe 30 seconds and nobody, there was a bartender near the door. This guy was over here. Nobody was giving us any direction. So we really started thinking maybe we should seat ourselves. But just to check, double check, we went up to the guy and kind of tapped him on the shoulder. And Katie said, you know, do we seat ourselves or do we wait? And he turned around And I was witness to this with quite an attitude and said, can you hold on just a second? And so, and Katie is just not does not tolerate that. And neither do I. I mean, it's just like, well.
You just kind of you felt like he was got a little snippy.
Was our greeting to the restaurant. And so Katie's like.
Should have left.
Katie's like, that's okay. We did. Katie's like, that's okay. Okay, thanks so much. And so we walked out and Katie leaned over to the bartender and said, just want to let you know, he lost you a sale. And we walked out the door. Simple as that. So we walk across, and it was an area.
Run that by me one more time. So the bartender leaned over to.
No. The guy was rude to us.
Right.
So Katie, as she walked out, wanted somebody to know that he lost a sale.
Okay.
So she leaned over to the bartender and said, he just lost you a sale.
Okay.
So we walked out, and this was an area where there were other restaurants in the vicinity. So we just simply walked. We were within walking distance to another restaurant. So fine. We walked into another restaurant. And as soon as we walked into that restaurant, there was a clear greeting stand. There was a clear employee that said, welcome to blank, and thank you so much for coming in. How many in your party? So we walk up, and at that moment, this woman comes up to me. So I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, because the way she came up to me very deliberately, I assumed, and it was just to me, I thought, well, she must be a listener or something. So I turned around, hey, how you doing? And she said, I just want to let you know that she was the manager at the other restaurant and had chased us down to this restaurant and said, I just want to let you know my name is blank and I'm a manager of blank and I understand that you had a bad experience and I just want to invite you over because I want to take care of your dinner.
Wow.
And came into another restaurant to do that?
Came into the other restaurant. And so
She crossed over the border.
That's impressive.
I've never had that happen before.
That's really impressive. That's like China Tibet business right there.
But I will say that this has nothing to do with my job. It was just I was closer to the door. Why she came to me because Katie was at the hostess stand. So she came up to me because I was the first person
from that party
that was in her, you know, line of, you know, apology. And so Katie turned to her and said, that's very sweet. I appreciate that. But they have already greeted us and they've already offered us a table and we're going to stay here. And then, you know, and she said, well, that sounds good. I understand that. Y'all enjoy your dinner. And please, anytime that you want to come back in, my name is blank, and I would love to have you back. So we do plan on going back. We have not been back since. And we will only go back when this woman is going to be there. But and everything was fine. So we had a nice dinner. Everything's fine. It was later on that evening, way late into the evening before bed, that Katie said, you know what? Maybe I was a little harsh.
Oh, no.
And she said, I disagree, though. I do think that the service was bad and then we walked out. But I do think the manager's actions, which I very much appreciate, you know, kind of made her think twice about it. And then she's one that she said, you know what? I think I got bitch regret.
See, I think you handled that perfectly. Yeah. Like, Katie Joe handled that perfectly. But when you said bitch regret, it's because when did you bring it up? Monday, I think?
I think so.
Because Sunday night, can a guy have bitch regret?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
So, Sunday night, I pull into a gas station, right? And there is a guy, and you know the setup of most gas stations that have the little shops, you know, Quick Trip or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's the building, it's right here. Then there's the driving space. And this isn't one that has the parking spots in front of it. It's not like the enormous 30-pump mega mall centers where there's a dentist inside. This is just your little mom and pop, a little space, and then two columns of like 4 pumps each. A guy, an older guy, but not old enough to be like incapacitated older, has stopped his car right in the middle of between the building and the pumps, which means nobody can use those pumps and nobody can, like, to get around him, to drive all the way around him and then back up to get into the pumps. Like, he quite possibly found the most inconvenient place. And he was just stopped. So I came around the corner and stopped and like faced him for a minute, thinking that he was trying to get his bearings. He was going to move and go find a pump, maybe trying to remember where his gas cap was, whatever. He doesn't move. I go around and park. And I'm like, what an idiot. And while I'm pumping the gas, I see him put the car in park and get out and go into the store and make a purchase or transaction. And I went in to buy a lottery ticket, you know, because I'm due for Mega Millions any day now. So I go in to buy.
Because now that it's in the, you know, higher range, it's okay to buy a ticket. Right.
And when I walk out, he's behind me, and I push the door open and walk right through it and just go to the car. Like, I should have held the door for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the door hit him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bag, like 2 bags full of groceries. The door, he did some mega shopping.
So you could see that you were physically angry at him.
But here's the difference between yours and hers is direct bitchiness. Yours is passive aggressive bitchiness.
Right. Yeah. And I got 3 steps away and I'm like, why did I let that guy's stupid action of parking in an inconvenient change my attitude? Why did that cause me to put that negative energy in the world? And got 3 steps. And there's nothing you can do at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because
once it's done.
Because the only thing that you have to accept the fact that you were the process was that I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just thought, oh, he must not have seen it. If I turned around and said, oh, I apologize for not holding the door for you, then he would know it was a passive aggressive thing. So, I mean, I was 2 steps out of there and I was like,
you had immediate bitch regret.
Immediate bitch regret. Wow. I'm like, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did I be a jerk to that guy? Because who knows what his
deal
was.
Will you go back to this restaurant now?
Yeah.
You will.
Because of the manager's actions, you know?
That's why she's the manager.
Well,
absolutely. Because any time, and Katie and I had this discussion, you know, employees can screw up, fine. But if, the manager is the last line of defense, and if the manager screws up, then I will never go to that place again.
I won't go back to that gas station.
They don't want you.
That was a customer, though.
They don't want you with your negative energy in that place.
You know what?
Anyway.
That gas station obviously makes me negative. And it brings me down, and I won't participate in that gas station anymore, ever. Felt so bad.
7:35 now. You guys remember that time that I busted the valet for stealing my sunglasses?
Yes.
Same thing.
Oh, and he didn't.
I'm complaining to this guy. Yeah, I valet my car, and my sunglasses are gone when I get back into my car. And I'm like, dudes, come on. The sunglasses were right here. You know it. I know it. Let's put an end to this. Just give me my sunglasses. Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I call my wife up, I'm like complaining. God, these valets stole my sunglasses out of my car. She's like, dude, they're right here on the counter.
Oh, that's the worst.
I
had to pull the U-turn and go back to the valet and apologize.
At least you did.
Did I tell you with the car wash story when my buddy got his cell phone taken? Same thing. Confronting the guy, and I happened to be driving by and stopped to say hi to him. And he's like, dude, they took my phone. I'm waiting. I made the manager call the cops. And I'm like, why don't we just go stand with the employees and call it? And we'll see who, you know, and he goes, that's a great idea.
Oh, no.
So we walk over amongst all the employees. Doot, doot, doot. I call it from my phone. Rings once. Rings twice. His wife answers.
She had the phone.
It was in her purse. Oh. He put it in there last night when he went into some event.
Calling the cops.
And he had to go in and tell the manager.
Oh. The Burt Show.
Here's Ludacris right now. What's going on, Ludacris?
Mubarak, what up, man? You put that medley together yourself, man?
Yeah, sure he did.
Man, I don't even know how to use the equipment in here anymore.
I like that, though. I like that. You're right about that. What's going on? Good morning.
How are you? You know what? Ludacris might be the perfect person to help us out to begin our Who Do You Know debate.
Okay.
Ludacris, we have been doing a contest here on The Burt Show for the last 3 weeks. It's called Who Do You Know? Who Do You Know, right?
Right.
And we have been asking our listeners to use their connections and have famous people give us a call over the last 3 weeks. And the listener that gets the biggest celebrity on with us over those 3 weeks gets $10,000, and $5,000 goes to the celebrity charity.
Right. Who's to say who's the biggest celebrity?
Well, I'm just going to run names by you, and then let's pretend you're on the judging panel. You tell us who the biggest is, okay?
Unless you got Bill Clinton on that thing, then I don't know. Okay. I'll be real with you.
All right. Well, let's run some names by you.
He's the biggest.
Sean Connery is on there. He called in. Morgan Freeman. Samuel L. Jackson.
This is hilarious so far. Keep going.
All right, they're all pretty good so far.
Danny Glover, President Jimmy Carter,
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel,
Muhammad Ali.
What?
Let's see, who else?
Muhammad Ali gets the crown. It depends on what age group that you're talking about as the biggest celebrity for. To be honest, it's between Justin Timberlake and Muhammad Ali, in my opinion. I mean, Sean Connery and Morgan Freeman and Danny Glover—they all been putting in work for a long time. So I'm gonna be honest with you, man. That's a hard one. Y'all might have y'all might all have to vote on that one, because I'm sitting here trying to think who been putting in work for over decades. So you got to think about that.
That's the problem with this debate, we're gonna come to blows on it, because we're all really passionate about who we think should win, and it's all based on who we come up with, not unanimously, but majority decision. And it's going to be that the question you just brought up is probably going to be at the gist of our arguments right there.
Yeah, in my opinion, man, and I'm still from the new school. I'm not necessarily from the old school, but nobody is beating Muhammad Ali if he called in. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody said. So that's my vote right there. If somebody had Muhammad Ali call up, it's a wrap.
Were you on?
He's the greatest. He's the greatest, man. Come on, man.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell him also.
Oh, Bert, now you're slanting it.
Hold on. Okay, you can't. Right. We're not.
Sorry. We haven't started yet.
Sorry.
I think, Bert, you're reaching the point where we have to eliminate Bert from discussion, I think. Because it's like when there's a trial, you know, and the jury can be swayed because there's so much coverage and bias, then you have to move it. So we may have to call a radio station in like, you know, South Georgia or something and have them evaluate for us.
I think this is going to be a hung jury for a while.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, but you're talking about celebrities that go further than, you know, the United States of America. Of course, Muhammad Ali is worldwide. We all know that. Justin Timberlake is up there. And then, you know, the people that have the foreign value, like you said, Sean Connery, of course. So, like I said, it is a hard one, but, man, I think Muhammad Ali is world renowned. I think if you go to any place in the world, you say, do you know who Muhammad Ali is? Somebody's going to say, hell yeah.
It's going to be tough debate, man. So what do you got your hands in now? Now you're doing restaurants. Like, movies weren't good enough for you, and music wasn't. Grammys weren't good enough for you, so now it's restaurants.
Man, look, I surprised myself, but to be honest with you, I partnered up with somebody that's been in the restaurant business for over 20 years, man, so I want people to make it understood. It's not like it's just me putting my name behind some food. This is food comes first, you know what I mean? It's first and foremost, and of course, it's the location, the ambiance, the service, and all of this stuff, so I took it extremely serious. So Straits Atlanta is now open. I know a lot of people have been hearing about it. This is Singaporean/Thai cuisine for all those energetic and spontaneous people. You know, Atlanta's the fastest growing city in the country right about now. So I felt, you know, my passion for the city, I felt like it was very well needed to inject this into Midtown, into downtown to be exact. Off Juniper and Fifth Street, it's called Straits, named after the waterway that led from Malaysia down to China. So I need a lot of people to come out to taste this food, man, because it's extremely serious. I want people to have the best dining experience and they've ever had in a lifetime. It's that serious. So there you have it.
What exactly is Singapore cuisine?
Singapore cuisine, it's a mixture of a lot of different things. Of course, you have, you know, it's just a lot of Asian flavor. So everybody that comes out, I mean, my favorite thing on the whole menu is the chicken lollipop. But to rightfully answer your question, of course, like, you have Indonesian, Thai food, Chinese, Malay, Indian, Nanya cuisines all kind of mixed together. So that's basically what it is. And it's a whole bunch of Southern ingredients, because that's one thing that the South and Asian, you know, foods have in common is those spices and those flavors. And I think that's definitely what sets my restaurant apart from everybody else's. It's the sauces and the spices. So you got to make sure, like I said, you can come out and check it out for yourself so you know I'm not woofing y'all any bull over the phone. My partner and I, we both have a great deal of passion for different charities, and we came together. And we've done a whole bunch of fundraisers so far that are kind of like soft openings at the restaurant. So, of course, you know, it's going towards a good cause, and we plan on having fundraisers at least once every 2 or 3 months. The restaurant is open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. until midnight, Monday through Wednesday, and Thursday through Saturday. It's 5 until 1 a.m.
Now, and the rumor is that a whole bunch of big-time celebrities are going to show up to the restaurant also. Is that true?
I mean, well, you know, man, I'm pretty much a hell of a guy for the most part, so you never know who's going to show up to support. You know, I pretty much wake up in the morning and pitch excellence, Bert. You know what I mean?
I know you do.
You never know who's going to show up.
I know. If they gave you a drug test, the results would be excellent.
That's great.
Is Mark Wahlberg going to come?
There's a couple of people saying they're going to come through, and it's all out of the love. And like, you know, like I said, I've traveled a lot of places and been to many restaurants, and I'm just trying to bring my experience of what I feel is one of the best back home to Atlanta, Georgia, for everybody. So make sure you come through. It's off Juniper and 5th, like I said. And Bertman, I definitely appreciate you and Q100 for getting behind me on this, supporting what we do. And I know we're going to have some winners come out, and, you know, I'm going to sit down and dine with them and figure out what the whole experience is about and make sure I get some good feedback. So it's important to me, man. Eat some chicken lollipops, man, some sea bass, and all that good stuff.
And there's a drink on the menu also called the Piss Excellence, which is supposed to be really, really good.
There's absolutely not a drink called Piss Excellence, but I can tell you this. We definitely have a good amount of specialty drinks that you can't find anywhere else. So, you know, you got to make sure you come through. Like I said, man, like Bert, man, I need you to come through, too, so you can talk about the experience on the air.
Yeah, I'm already in.
All right, perfect. That's what's up.
So, Ludacris, I want to know, how are you opening a restaurant and juggling recording a new album and in a movie right now? Like, how are you doing it all?
Man, actually, I absolutely wake up every morning and pretty much don't understand how the hell I'm doing it myself. So that's a very good question. But, you know, you take it 1 hour at a time, not even 1 day at a time. You take it 1 hour at a time. But, yes, the new album is coming in September. It's called Theater of the Mind. First single is coming soon. I just finished the movie Max Payne. I'm actually in Toronto, Canada right now. So that's coming out in 2009. Rock and Rollo, I know we talked about that earlier. That's the Guy Ritchie movie. That comes out October 31st of this year. And in the restaurant, and then to top it all off, I don't know if y'all heard about it, but I'm doing my part in trying to save the planet, man. Me and Tommy Lee, the Discovery Channel, is launching a new channel called Planet Green.
Cool.
So they got us in a competition against one another. It's basically like rock and roll versus rap. So, you know,
that's great.
It's reality-based. It's a lot going on, but just a lot more details to come. The whole channel launches June 4th on Wednesday, but the actual show doesn't air until August. So juggling all of these things at once, man. You know, you only live once, so there's no sleep to this life. You got to do what you got to do.
Who can party harder, you or Tommy Lee?
Hey, I'm going to be real with you. Tommy Lee can party harder than Ludacris. I've been hanging with homeboy for the past 3 weeks, and hands down, he pretty much got me on that tip. He parties hella hard.
I don't know, maybe you mentioned this, I didn't hear, but did you talk about WeMix.com?
Man, WeMix.com is another damn. See, thank you, bro. You're making me forget some of the business. some of the business things I got going on. WeMix.com is out of control right now. Of course, it's like a democracy for music, trying to put the music back into people's hands for everybody that thinks they have talent or, you know, knows they have talent in the music game, no matter what genre, rock and roll, jazz, blues, hip-hop, R&B. Click on WeMix.com, WeMix.com, and make sure you get the whole experience if you just want to get some music heard and get some feedback from some people. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Dude's just got his hands in everything right now.
Yeah,
you really do, man. You are rolling right now.
It's crazy. And you just wrapped with working with Mark Wahlberg, you said. Is he going to come to the restaurant opening?
Man, bring him Mark along. Wahlberg is shooting movie after movie. Unfortunately, he can't make it down there, but I told him about it. So whenever he comes to Atlanta, we'll have to make sure he comes through.
I just thought I would ask.
All right, Luda, well, we'll see you.
No doubt, man. It's a new experience. Like I said, Juniper and Fifth is open for business. Make sure y'all come out and support. Thank y'all.
Thanks. Congratulations, Luda.
Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Peace.
Bye.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.